of the Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good evening. This is the Prime Evening News for today. I'm your presenter, Richie Ferrol. Here are the headlines. UWP leader Lennox Linton describes the DLP government's current land acquisitions for construction of a proposed international airport as recklessly wasteful and unconscionably abusive. St. Lucia cabinet ministers approved the public debt management policy and the publication of two debt reports, the 2019 Annual Debt Portfolio Review and Quarterly Debt Bulletin as of June 30th, 2020. And U.S. President-elect Joe Biden says the White House has so far been sincere in helping his transition to power. It has not been begrudging so far, and I do not expect it to be, he told NBC News in an interview. These are our headlines. The news brought to you compliments West Indies Communications Enterprise Limited. First up in the news. We often do not have enough time to be thankful for the many blessings in our lives, as we have grown to be a nation of self-entitled persons. These sentiments come from Pastor and President of the DAEC, Randy Rodney. Rodney highlighted our natural tendencies to focus on things that bring us pleasure and comfort and take the simple process of giving thanks for granted.
Very often, my brothers and sisters, we don't spare enough time to be thankful for the things and the people and even the circumstances that we encounter that are around us. We have grown to be a nation and a people, a generation of people who seem to only focus ourselves on the things that bring comfort, the things that pleases us. And really, we don't even take time to recognize the instrument by which we get it, or the hands that provided it, or the people who send it to us. Just last evening in a conversation with one of my very good friends, we were talking about how this generation of parents, and me included, we have raised our children with such a sense of entitlement that they very seldom are gracious. They are not thankful for that which they have received.
Rodney says people complain more than they give thanks and criticize more than they applaud, he says, and encourages persons to give the Creator a bit more appreciation.
We complain more than we give thanks, we criticize more than we applaud, and we keep doing that, hoping that somehow we will be the better for it. The deficiency in us giving thanks to God is that we do not take time to recognize the good things. Oh, we are very quick to harp on the bad things. We are very quick to tell down somebody who has done something wrong. But we do not take time off to recognize the good things.
DAEC President Randy Rodney. UWP leader Lennox Linton describes the DLP government's current land acquisitions for construction of the proposed international airport as recklessly wasteful and unconscionably abusive. Promises for the proposed international airport started as far back as the DFP administration and has not made much progress since then, except for the United Workers' Party administration, which carried out complete studies and actually purchased the necessary lands in 1998 for that said purpose. Many governments have since been in power, all promising to build an international airport for Dominica, but to no avail to date. History reveals the United Workers' Party has arguably come the closest to making that promise manifest. The present Dominica Labour Party administration has, for the past three elections, promised this airport, the latest one being to commence in 2021. Since then, there has been a debate and argument over the lack of transparency about the project, and many people are raising issues to citizen displacement, land acquisition, as well as financial compensation, amongst other things. Opposition leader Lennox Linton has since described the approach by the DLP administration as reckless.
To spend $300 million now on the unjustified acquisition of property for an international airport in a highly questionable location with severe implications for the future of the village of Wesley is reckless, wasteful, insensitive to the long-term economic security of the people and unconscionably abusive of the public interest. The developer, unnamed in the Prime Minister's 2020 Independence Day airport statement, can only be Montreal Management Company of Lebanese Anthony Hayden, with whom the Prime Minister shares private control of billions of dollars belonging to the people from the sale of their passports under the CBI housing option, being held illegally with no accountability outside of Dominica's consolidated fund. So what exactly is the financing plan for the international airport?
Opposition leader and leader of the United Workers' Party, Lennox Linton. This is Q95 News. Prominent farmer and UWP member Glenroy Soso Cuffy wants the DLP government to incentivize the farmers across Dominica and establish a performance-based reward program for them. Cuffy says he does not blame project manager of the Dominica Emergency Agricultural Livelihoods Program, Kervin Stevenson, for the lack of progress in the farming community and in agriculture in general.
And recently, finally, I went on the northeast. I saw some farms, banana farms, with sleeves on it, but they are all burned down with black cigar toker. There's a lack of management. There's a lack of spraying, timely spraying. And I'm not saying you can get everything done in spraying. The cultural practices have to be improved as well. But Mr. Stevenson himself is not really a failure, to say, of the program. But the circumstances around him to let the program be more successful. He knows that extension officers are faced with challenges. Maybe that's not his fault. But we must get back the idea of incentivizing the extension service so people can work and put their best out so that we get the optimal out of them. And that's how we have to go. That excuse about I keep fertilizer. Even fertilizer cannot solve your problem. You cannot solve your problems. You have to train the farmer. You have to go on the farm, hands-on training, and let him understand the processes like placement fertilizer. We know all of that. These things are not new. It's just that the practicality of it. We have to get down on the ground to get the farmer rooted into those practices.
Prominent farmer and UWP executive member, Glenroy Soso Cuffy. Farmer and UWP public relations officer, Steve Benjamin, says he knows the law with regards to the government acquiring land for national projects, like the DLP administration's ongoing efforts to secure 411 acres of land to begin construction of an international airport. Steve Benjamin told Q95 FM recently he only accepted the small amount of money given to him by the government for compensation of his crops on one of his farms because he did not have the proper documentation for that specific piece of land, which is owned by his aunt.
I know the law. The law tells you that government is not obligated to pay. You understand? But it's not something like where I go and steal a bunch of planting somewhere, and then when come, I just come on the side and say, well, all right, I will pay for the planting, you know. I have worked, everybody see, I worked. I have recognized that the government is exploiting people. But because I did not have the legal documents to put the pressure on the government for compensation, I accept the scrums they gave me. But I did tell people who don't have the documents, legal documents, put pressure on the government. If it means go to court, go to court. There is no recording that can ever show that I, Steve Benjamin, tell anybody not to take money from government. So the Prime Minister also lied. What I say is if you have legal permission to be on any property, ensure that you get the best available price. And that is what I continue to say.
Farmer and United Workers Party Public Relations Officer Steve Benjamin. In more news, economist Dr. Thompson Fontaine says Dominica's government has failed to retain and effectively utilize Dominica's human resources that have excelled in skills, expertise, and academia. Dr. Fontaine says this key cadre of individuals and resources have had no alternative but to opt to develop other companies and countries because those countries make the standard of living more attractive for them than their own government.
We are blessed in Dominica. We have a critical resource, which is our human resource, fairly well-disciplined, well-trained, well-educated populace. But we have not been able to make use of that population. Instead, we've allowed that population to migrate in droves overseas. how do you maintain, how do you retain that key cadre of individuals and resource that you can work and that you can help build your country?
Economist Dr. Thompson Fontaine, president of the Dominica Association of Teachers, Mervyn Alexander, says the DAT is now engaged in negotiation with the government for the triennium 2018-2021. The DAT says it has sent a proposal to government, and the government in turn has sent a counter proposal to the association. Alexander says there are many factors to consider before just accepting the proposal placed before them.
Also this year, with the COVID-19 pandemic and going on, that sort of thing, so it's kind of very difficult. But I mean, we're also looking at our teachers as well, to know what they're faced with. And I mean, the salaries that they get in now as teachers, then the cost of living in this country, and that sort of thing. So we had to bring all these things into play, and somehow we had to try and meet each other halfway, and that sort of thing, all of you and so on.
Alexander thinks teachers are taken for granted in Dominica, and he is calling for more recognition and appreciation for them.
Especially now, teachers, they feel that they are working harder now than before, outside of COVID, of course. But in old days, it is much harder for us, because we had larger classes, for one, and they have more things at their disposal than we had before. But what was going for us at the time is that the children had a lot more respect, and we had more parental support than now. So I think that is one of the problems we have now in our society, the lack of parental support for the whole school system. And I think more recognition should be given to our teachers, because let's face it, teachers are the one making everybody else, you know. And upon that, if teachers do not raise funds, schools do not raise funds, it is very difficult for them to run their schools, because it's almost impossible for them to run their schools now. So I think more recognition should be given to our teachers than is being done now.
That was President of the Dominica Association of Teachers, DAT, Mr. Mervyn Alexander. You're listening to Q95 News. On November 6, 2020, the Cabinet of Ministers officially approved the Public Debt Management Policy, PDMP, and the publication of two debt reports, namely the 2019 Annual Debt Portfolio Review and the Quarterly Debt Bulletin as of June 30, 2020. The Public Debt Management Policy is an effort to manage and guide St. Lucia's debt management practices and to correct the shortcomings of the current public debt framework. The PDMP establishes a robust legal framework which sets out the authority to borrow, specifies the purpose of borrowing, establishes clear debt management objectives, requires the preparation of a debt management strategy, and requires mandatory reporting on debt management performance. The Annual Debt Portfolio Review provides a comprehensive look at the debt situation of St. Lucia over the past five-year period. It provides an analysis of movements in the debt stock and explores debt-related issues identified in St. Lucia's debt management strategy while identifying risk indicators inherent in the portfolio. The Quarterly Debt Bulletin analyzes debt statistics such as central government debt, guaranteed loans, and external and domestic debt breakdowns. The quarterly frequency of this report will serve as a monitoring mechanism for the government and investors. These reports will be available on the Governments of St. Lucia web portal and Department of Finance website, providing invaluable information to the general public who require data to inform their investment decisions and other stakeholders requiring up-to-date research and data. Many have informed Q95 News here that such a policy is needed in Dominica. This is Q95 News. Now, U.S. President-elect Joe Biden says the White House has so far been sincere in helping his transition to power. Open quote, "It has not been begrudging so far, and I don't expect it to be," end of quote, he told NBC News in an interview. Joe Biden spoke as he unveiled his choice of top officials for when he takes over from Donald Trump in January 2021. Donald Trump finally agreed to allow the formal transition process to begin on Monday, nearly 3 weeks after the presidential election. Yet he still refuses to admit defeat, repeating unsubstantiated claims that the 3rd November vote was rigged. The outgoing president, Donald Trump's efforts to challenge the results in key states in courts have so far failed. On Tuesday, Pennsylvania and Nevada officially certified Mr. Joe Biden's victory a day after the same outcome was announced in Michigan.
Today, I'm pleased to announce nominations and staff for critical foreign policy and national security positions in my administration. It's a team that will keep our country and our people safe and secure. And it's a team that reflects the fact that America is back, ready to lead the world, not retreat from it, once again sit at the head of the table, ready to confront our adversaries and not reject our allies, ready to stand up for our values. In fact, in calls from world leaders that I've had, about 18 of them or 20 so far, I'm not sure the exact number, in the week since we won the election, I've been struck by how much they're looking forward to the United States reasserting its historic role as a global leader, both in the Pacific as well as the Atlantic, all across the world. The team meets this moment.
U.S. President-elect Joe Biden. That's the Prime Evening News. Here's a recap of our headlines. United Workers Party leader Lennox Linton describes the DLP government's current land acquisitions for construction of the proposed international airport as recklessly wasteful and unconscionably abusive. St. Lucia cabinet ministers approved the public debt management policy and the publication of two debt reports, the 2019 annual debt portfolio review and the quarterly debt bulletin as of June 30, 2020. And U.S. President-elect Joe Biden says the White House has so far been sincere in helping his transition to power. It has not been begrudging so far, and I don't expect it to be, he says. That's what he told NBC News in a recent interview. These are our headlines. The news brought to you compliments Wise Limited. I've been your presenter, Richie Farrell.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, where